السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو من، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا بما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us another opportunity to welcome the winter month, where Salatul Fajr is at a later time, Salatul Dhuhr is at an earlier time, Asr is at an earlier time, Maghrib is at an earlier time, and Salatul Isha is at an earlier time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Islamic days of the year for the Muslims to reap the rewards, in order to catch up and be on the same level as the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. For example, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was given a life of 900 years. So how will the Ummah of this year, of this day and age, compete with a person who has a life of 900 years to do ibadah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us various days in the month and in the year to gain extra sawab, to gain extra reward. For example, we have the month of Ramadan, a blessed month. Then we have the day of Ashura, we have the 2 days of Eid, we have the day of Muharram, we have the day of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the 5 days of Hajj. But also for the non-Muslims as well, He has given them particular days to celebrate. Does anybody know what day today is? What they're going to be celebrating today? Halloween. Today is Friday, the 31st of October, and every year we see houses are decorated with pumpkins, with costumes. People will be out and about this evening in the borough celebrating Halloween. But as Muslims, we have to understand the history. We have to understand the history of Halloween. Why do people go out and celebrate Halloween? What is the Islamic perspective on Halloween? Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. I know people personally who are Muslim and they do Halloween. They celebrate Halloween with their children. I know people personally. And if you go out and about today, you will see Muslim families, because they don't have the ilm. They don't have the knowledge on Halloween. They don't have the knowledge on Christmas. So when Christmas comes and the schools are celebrating, they join in. Because why? Because if they don't, they will feel like they are left out. Because nobody celebrates Eid. When it comes to Eid, even in workplaces, nobody cares about Eid. But when Christmas comes, when Halloween Day comes, all these other various days that the non-Muslims celebrate, there's a big festival. So as Muslims, firstly, especially, we are sending our kids to these schools. We have to know what they are learning. As parents, we have to know what they are learning. We should be asking our children, what do they teach you? And always listen to the child. Let them speak. Don't just, you know, say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Take that out of your brain. Don't be that parent either. Let the child speak. Let them tell you what they've learned. And then teach them what you are taught about Islam. Teach them. This is why Maktab, Madrasa, is there to help them, to guide them. So when they become adults, they will understand that they are not to celebrate this day. I have about 10 minutes because Islamic Relief are here today. So they will be given a talk for the last 10 minutes. So I have 10 minutes to speak about Halloween. I will try to get as much done as possible. A group of mashayikh, shuyukh, ulama have compiled an article together. They have compiled an article together which I've brought with me, which I will narrate to you about the history of Halloween and the understanding of Halloween. When walking into a mall or going to school at this time of year, so for example, when you go into Tesco or Asda, Aldi, Lidl, wherever you go shopping, you will see the costumes and the pumpkins and all of those stuff hung up on the wall. And as I said, children going to school at this time of year, they will be celebrating the Halloween. It's quite difficult to not notice the decorations of the ghosts and goblins, vampires and witches, displayed on the walls and hanging from the ceilings in an eye-catching manner. A ghoulish and demonic theme is set everywhere, influencing society to get into the Halloween mood. In preparation for the night of October 31st, adults will purchase candies and chocolate. Why? Because when they knock on the door, what do they say? They say trick or treat. Why? Because they want sweets, they want chocolates. Children will buy costumes and plans are made for the Halloween party. In the midst of all of this commotion, many Muslim children are left debating with one another over the permissibility of becoming involved in Halloween activities. Like I mentioned earlier, children will go to school, they will learn about Halloween as part of the curriculum. But as parents, as Muslim fathers, we have to teach and educate them. While some deem it impermissible simply because their parents told them so. So, you know, when we don't have ilm and knowledge as parents, as fathers, as Muslims, we will just tell the children Halloween is haram. But we won't give them a reason, because we don't know the reason. We'll just say Islam forbids it. But we don't know the reason why Islam forbids it. So the children will get confused. I don't have a reason as to why Halloween is impermissible in Islam. So they will start to doubt. While, because their parents told them so, others maintain that there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. and wholeheartedly embrace the occasion's mood and events. Like I said, some Muslim families, they will embrace Halloween. This makes the religious-minded child feel left out. Now, a child who is pious, who has come to madrasa, who has had a good Islamic upbringing, even the pious, they will start to have doubts. The child will feel left out and leave him somewhat confused. As he approaches his parents on the issue, he seldom gets the attention and answers he's looking for, which consequently leads him to eventually accepting what the mainstream is doing. In order to understand whether getting involved in an event or activity is Islamically permissible or not, it is important to research its origins and objectives before arriving at a conclusion. When conducting a bit of research on Halloween, we find that this is not an event, but was constructed recently in the Western world, but rather dates back thousands of years. According to the online encyclopedia, Britannia.com, Halloween has its origins in the festival of Samhain, amongst the Celts of ancient Britain and Ireland. Samhain, which in Celtic means end of summer. So as we have come to the end of summer, the clocks went back 1 hour last year. It was one of the most important and sinister calendar play. Play many tricks with their mortal worshippers. It was a time in the Celtic era filled with danger, charged with fear, and full of supernatural episodes. Now, these people who are dressing up as witches, ghosts, goblins, wherever they are, does it not scare you? Is it not scary? Now, a lot, if you read the statistics on crime from the police, tonight will be one of the highest. Why? Because people will dress up in these costumes. So lawfully they're allowed to dress up, whereas on a normal day you'd find that person a bit weird if he was dressed up as a witch. But because tonight he's got the permission from the festives, from the festival, Halloween, the person we see tonight walking around as a goblin with some weird costume on, we find that normal. And the police won't arrest him. But if we saw it on any other normal day, we'd be like, this person's a bit out of character. And now what has he got to do with that costume? Now he can go around and he can, you know, prey on people who are walking alone. You know? This is one of the nights we have to be careful. Especially for women who are walking alone at night, Muslim women as well. Sacrifices of every kind were thought to be vital, for without them the Celts believed they could not prevail over the hazards of the season or counteract the activities of the system of the gods. As Muslims, it is imperative that we do not become associated with notions that entertain shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in many various Quran ayats, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts every kind of sin, minor and major sin. He does not forgive shirk. And tonight is the night of shirk, association with other gods. The Celts also believed that on this day, the souls of those who had died would return to visit their homes. People set bonfires, fireworks on hilltops, for relighting their fireplaces for the winter and to frighten away evil spirits. They sometimes wore masks and other disguises to avoid being recognized by the ghosts thought to be present. It was in these ways that beings such as witches, goblins, fairies and demons came to be associated with the day. In Islam, there is absolutely no concept of ghost. A ghost is defined as a spirit, somebody who has already died, believed to be appear as a form. In Islam, we don't believe in spirits. If someone has passed away, he has passed away. We don't believe they will ever come back, whether as a live human being, in the shape of someone else in the night, in the middle of the night. There's no such thing. Islam forbids it. Alhamdulillah. I have 2 minutes. Okay. A ghost is defined as the supposed spirit of somebody who has died, believed to appear as a shadow or to cause sound. When a person is, like I said, when a person's soul is taken away from the world, it can never be returned again. From the information provided, it becomes clear that the current day costume dressing during Halloween stems from a pagan practice that is founded on a Nagan belief. In order to safeguard our Tawheed and to protect our Iman, we have to protect ourselves. There's much more, but I do not have time. As I said, Islamic Relief are present today to do the announcement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to gain ilm. And ilm will get you a lot and a lot of knowledge in which a person can stay on the deen. Stay on the deen. You know, like I said at the beginning of the topic, our children who go to school, even the religious minded children, you know, who has had a good Islamic upbringing, when they are thrown into society, I'm not saying do not send them to schools, I am not saying that. But what I am saying is keep an eye on your children. Keep, especially in the October half term, in the winter holidays, the days are getting shorter. Our children, they will be going, as teenagers, they will be going out early in the night, maybe after Isha. Allah knows best what they get up to. Allah knows best. So protect them. Protect them with everything. You know, when you become a father, you know, only a father will understand that, you know, after you passed away, like, and we go to many janazas where a person, I keep saying this repetitively, we go to many janazas where a person is burying their own father, their own mother, and they don't know the janazah dua. They don't know their own janazah dua. They don't want to, the responsibility of giving the salatul janazah lies upon the son, not the imam. Not the imam. The imam, there's not a qualified person to lead a salah for janazah. So it is the son's responsibility to lead that prayer. But many, many, many of us, because we didn't give our children the Islamic upbringing, the du'as that they need on a daily basis, they turn away from the deen of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said, there's a lot more to Halloween. I've briefly narrowed it within 10 minutes. There's a lot more research here into the history of Halloween. If you get time, research it. And on this day, like I said, there's a lot of crime. Be careful for you, your wife, your family, your mothers, whoever's going out tonight. And secondly, do not participate in the festival of Halloween. It is forbidden. It is shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept shirk, does not forgive shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. I will pass it on to the Islamic Relief organization who will give a brief talk, then inshallah the azan will take place. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.